You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden Mayor Nick Cox, along with Minden Police Chief Jared McIver, held a joint news conference Tuesday afternoon in City Hall to discuss updates on the shooting that occurred at the Ewell Park Recreation Complex on Sunday. Mayor Cox opened the press conference by announcing changes to scheduling of events at various city venues in response to that shooting.
In response to last weekend's gun violence at Ewell Park, I'm placing a temporary hold on private events held at the city's recreational parks and fairgrounds that do not prove to have adequate security. During this temporary hold, we are going to evaluate policies and procedures and make sure that we're doing our best to protect the citizens of Minden.
And the mayor also thanked the police department for the work they've been doing in response to the events on Sunday, which are ongoing, as well as thanking Webster Sheriff Jason Parker and deputies for their assistance. Minden Police Chief Jared McIver announced that arrests have begun to be made as a result of the investigation and expects more to come as the investigation continues. McIver displayed a T-shirt one of the suspects arrested was wearing, showing the letters TTS, a picture of an AR-15 rifle, and words "trained to step" underneath the AR-15 picture. McIver said this is an example of gang activity and that it will not be tolerated by the Minden Police Department.
We have zero tolerance for gangs, gang activity, for any crimes of violence. We have zero tolerance, but this seems to be something that is increasing. We have gangs such as the TTS, the Threes, the Fours, CHS. No matter what it is, if you're a gang and you are trying to live a life of crime in this city, you're not going to fit in, because we are going to have zero tolerance for this activity. We're going to address it very quickly and abruptly.
McIver also echoed an earlier statement made by Mayor Cox, stating that the police department needs the citizens of Minden's help in bringing a stop to violent crime occurring in the city.
There's only a very few officers at one time in the city on duty, but there's a lot more citizens, thousands of citizens. That's a lot of eyes and a lot of ears that's seeing and hearing things that are going on. We encourage you, call, stop by the police department, whatever it is. If you've seen something, say something about it. We need your help. This is all of us working together. This is you, the citizens, working with us, the police department, and other law enforcement agencies, that we can address all these issues that keep the violence issues that continue to try to infiltrate our city.
McIver also noted that the investigation of Sunday's incident continues. City police, along with city marshals, Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, and federal agencies are working with the investigation. Minden City Police report an arrest on a warrant for disturbing the peace. One arrest reported on an outstanding bench warrant. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for alleged inappropriate contact with a juvenile. James Russell Johnson, age 37, of Houghton, was arrested by the Bossier Sheriff's Office along with Houghton Police and booked on two counts of molestation of juveniles, one count of unlawful purchase of an alcoholic beverage, and one count of contributing to the delinquency of juveniles. And the Bossier Sheriff's Office report the arrest of a suspect for the alleged possession of child pornography, Daniel Ferris Maida, age 36, of Bossier City, was booked on 14 counts of possession of child pornography. They report the investigation is ongoing and more charges are expected. Today, mostly sunny, high near 70 with an east wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 49, southeast wind 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny Thursday, high 78, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance for showers Thursday night, low near 65 with a south wind gust of 30 miles an hour. 80% chance for showers Friday, high 82, 30% Friday night, low 52, and that's the forecast. The Greater Minden Chamber held its 81st Annual Awards Gala Banquet Tuesday at the Civic Center. The highlight of the evening, the presentation of the Man and Woman of the Year Awards. The 2023 Man of the Year Award was presented by the Minden Lions Club, awarded to former Mayor and City Councilman Tommy Davis. The Woman of the Year Award, presented by the Young Women's Service Club, was presented to Cindy Madden. Other awards presented include the Small Business of the Year to Meriwether Wealth and Planning, Business of the Year, Ace Hardware, Business Person of the Year, Dr. Naomi Coyle. The Community Partner of the Year went to the Minden Junior Service League. The Hometown Hero Award was presented to Kip Morad. The Spirit of Hospitality Award went to Sarah McDaniel. And a Lifetime Achievement Award went to Philip McInnes. The Chamber recognized outgoing Chamber Chairman Logan McConathy and the current Chamber Chairperson Jennifer Spurlock. In a recent session of Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court, held before Judge Stuart McMahon, a number of not guilty pleas were entered, including Lamario Elkins pleading not guilty to disturbing the peace and simple battery, Kelly Renee Harris pleaded not guilty to dogs at large, Jacob Heckendorn pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery, Stephen Michael Humphreys pleaded not guilty to simple criminal damage to property, Miosha Jefferson pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace and attempted assault, Tyreek Johnson pleaded not guilty to simple criminal damage to property. Tasha McDaniel pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace. All will stand trial at later dates. Joseph Mitchell Murphy pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery. Trial date was set for May 24th. Danny Lee Palmer pleaded not guilty to careless operation, open container, reckless operation, simple criminal damage to property, disturbing the peace and improper lane use. Casabriel Rankin, Jaquetta Rankin, Jarvis Rankin, and Lakemder Rankin each pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace. Rondrika Smith pleaded not guilty to simple criminal trespassing and stalking. Javon Marquis Specks and Martez Specks each pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace. Kaylee J. Wolf pleaded not guilty to simple battery. Letitia Fion Harris pleaded not guilty to DWI and driving under suspension. Jerry LaVon Davis pleaded not guilty to DWI, criminal damage to property, and failure to report an accident. All will stand trial at later dates. A Job Fair and Resource Expo event is planned for April 5th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Minden Civic Center. The event is open to the public. Professionals of all levels and fields are encouraged to attend and participate. Resource providers will be in attendance for additional information. Sponsored in part by the Greater Minden Chamber, Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College, the City of Minden, the Department of Public Safety and Corrections, the Coordinating and Development Corporation, and the Louisiana Workforce Commission. There's no charge for a business or resource provider to participate. The spots are limited. You're urged to please respond no later than Friday at the Chamber of Commerce, as spots are available on a first-come, first-served basis. For information, call 377-4240 or email info@mindenchamber.com. The 2023 Germantown Bluegrass Festival is scheduled for Saturday, April 15th at the Minden Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Bleachers are available, but you can bring your own chairs. Those scheduled to appear include Ben Shirley and Friends, the Sidetrackers, Sweet Home Harmony, the Gent Mountain Grass Burrs, Mountain View Connection, James Sandage and Friends. Admission $5 for persons over age 12, ages 12 and under admitted free. There will also be complimentary shuttle bus rides to Germantown from the fairgrounds every 30 minutes from 10:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. For more information, call 927-6961. Funeral services for Sammy J. Dixon, Jr., age 61, are scheduled for 1 o'clock Thursday at the New Light Baptist Church. Burial will be in the Shepherd Street Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for today, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And a reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers automatically begin with a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated, and all the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted, a small size cage for a rabbit at 532-7943. Wanted, a small cage for a rabbit there at 532-7943. Some mixed breed puppies to give away at 2055. They have some mixed breed puppies they will give away. Call 2055. Some yard eggs for sale at 510-5557. Fresh yard eggs for sale at 510-5557. For sale, a 2008 Lexus SUV, call 426-3325. They have for sale a 2008 Lexus SUV at 426-3325. Wanted, someone who could replace some roof shingles at 510-0148. Wanted, someone to replace shingles on a roof. They're at 510. That should be 0184. 510-0184. They need someone to replace some shingles. Wanted, any non-working appliances. 382-5626. Wanted, any non-working appliances at 382-5626. A lift chair for sale for $300 and dolls on stands $5 each at 6179. That's for sale, a lift chair for $300 and dolls on stands, $5 each, 6179. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV, call 205-6890. They have a 2004 Cadillac SUV for sale at 205-6890. Room for rent for $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town car for parts. 639-9340. They have a room for rent, $300 a month, bills are paid, and wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town car for parts, 639-9340. For sale, a 2018 20-foot travel trailer for sale, plus a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler for sale. Call 572-1523. 2018 20-foot travel trailer, plus a 2013 Honda
400 four-wheeler, all at 572-1523. For sale, 17-inch tires and wheels from a Jeep Grand Cherokee, 205-1751. They have for sale 17-inch tires and wheels for a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Call 205-1751. For sale, a 93 Chevy four-wheel drive truck, some firewood, and a lawnmower. All for sale at 245-3052. For sale, a 93 Chevy four-wheel drive truck, firewood, and a lawnmower at 245-3052.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.